You're listening to New Tinea. Coral bleaching now returns before many reefs can recover. The largest global coral assessment yet finds mass bleaching now returns every 5 to 6 years, leaving many reefs too little time to rebuild. Hard coral cover in 2020 to 2024 was about 9.5% below its historical reference average, although regional outcomes vary sharply. Coral reefs are being hit by global bleaching so often that many no longer have enough time to rebuild before the next heat crisis arrives. The latest worldwide assessment finds that the average gap between global bleaching events has shrunk to only 5 or 6 years. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
The Global Coral Reef Monitoring Network released its largest assessment yet, combining more than 5 decades of observations from over 36,000 reef sites.
Why does it matter?
Reefs can recover after severe bleaching, but repeated marine heat waves are shortening the quiet intervals they need to regrow.
What is the catch?
The global average hides major regional differences, and hard coral cover alone cannot describe the health of an entire reef ecosystem. Key number, global bleaching now recurs every 5 to 6 years, according to the report. That is close to the time many damaged reefs need just to begin meaningful recovery. The largest global reef assessment so far. The Status of Coral Reefs of the World, 2025 report, released on August 31, 2026, examines changes in hard coral and macroalgal cover from 1980 through 2024. Its contributors assembled more than 87,000 surveys from over 36,000 reef sites across 123 reef-bearing countries, territories, and economies. The central trend is a stepwise global decline. Hard coral cover in 2020 to 2024 was about 9.5% below the report's 1980 to 2009 reference average. Major losses line up with global bleaching episodes in 1998, 2010, 2016, and 2023 to 2024. The monitoring network says climate-driven marine heat waves are now the dominant cause of the worldwide decline. Why heat turns coral white? Reef-building corals live with microscopic algae that supply much of their energy. Prolonged heat stress disrupts that partnership, causing corals to expel the algae and expose their pale skeletons. A bleached coral is not automatically dead, but it is more vulnerable to starvation, disease, and mortality if stressful conditions persist. The hopeful part of the record is that recovery remains possible. After the 2016 event, global hard coral cover rose by roughly 6% between 2017 and 2019. The problem is timing. A new mass bleaching event can erase that progress before colonies mature, reproduce, and rebuild the complex structures that support fish and protect coastlines. El Niño can amplify ocean heat in some regions. New Tinea recently examined evidence that Eastern Pacific El Niño swings may have intensified, although scientists still debate how much of that coral signal reflects the climate cycle itself rather than background warming. One global number does not describe every reef. The assessment does not say every reef is declining at the same rate. Of the network's 10 regions, for show long-term decline, for show no net change, and to show increases relative to their reference periods. A separate Australian Institute of Marine Science survey found that hard coral cover on much of the Great Barrier Reef stabilized or increased in 2026 after lower heat stress, illustrating how quickly regional conditions can diverge from the global picture. Before we overstate the result, this is an observational synthesis, not a controlled experiment. Surveys differ in location, frequency, and method, and the monitoring network cannot release every raw contribution because it does not own all partner datasets. The report also warns that hard coral cover is only one indicator. Species composition, macroalgae, fish populations, disease, and the reef's three-dimensional structure also determine whether an ecosystem is functioning well. What happens next? Local action can reduce pollution, destructive fishing, and coastal damage, giving reefs a better chance to recover. But the report concludes that local management cannot substitute for cutting greenhouse gas emissions because marine heat waves operate across entire ocean basins. The future is not fixed, but each shortened recovery window makes the next bleaching event harder to absorb. Read the full article at newtechnia.com.